You are listening to the WGXC News Update. I'm Alana Medlock. Julia Reichel is reporting at the Watershed Post a planned motorcycle protest against Islamberg, an African-American Sufi Muslim community in the Catskills, backfired on its organizers this weekend. When protesters showed, they were vastly outnumbered by hundreds of cheering Islamberg supporters who gathered to defend the Delaware County community from charges that it is an, quote, Islamic Jihad training camp. American Bikers United Against Jihad planned to take a, quote, ride for national security past the community's entrance and the Islamberg sign that flanks it on Sunday, May 15th. The purpose of the ride, according to the group's website and Facebook event, was to call on the U.S. State Department to designate Islamberg and its parent organization, the Muslims of America, quote, an international terrorist organization. The bikers told the state police to expect 70 riders, but only 5 motorcyclists and 8 other vehicles materialized. Approximately 200 to 300 pro-Islamberg protesters showed and lined both sides of Rood's Creek Road in the town of Tompkins. An Islamberg spokesman said the hundreds of people who arrived to support the residents were making history for the small, once-isolated community. Quote, we never had the opportunity to reach out to our neighbors like this. There have never been this many guests in Islamberg, he said. Read the full story at the Watershed Post. Ollie Stewart at WTEN Albany reports that the 5-month-old zebra missing in Palinville since Tuesday was found dead and has been buried. The zebra, named Zula, was spooked at the Bailiwick Animal Park and Riding Stables in Catskill, which set off a unique animal hunt on the mountaintop this weekend. Matthew Hamilton in Capital Confidential reports that Republican candidates in the 19th Congressional District primary, John Faso and Andrew Heaney, are sniping back and forth in a series of statements in recent days, with State Conservative Party Chairman Mike Long telling Heaney in a letter to, quote, knock it off. Faso's campaign first sent a cease and desist letter to Heaney May 12th for, quote, knowingly spreading falsehoods in advertisements and statements. The same day, Long, whose party has endorsed Faso, sent a letter telling Heaney to stop using, quote, dishonest tactics, and saying Faso is a, quote, courageous conservative stalwart. Heaney's campaign replied, quote, if anyone should knock it off, it's John Faso, end quote. The primary election is June 28th, with Will Yandick and Zephyr Teachout competing among Democrats. Read the full story in Capital Confidential. The March for Farmworker Justice left Smithtown on Long Island May 15th, heading to Albany with stops in Saugerties, Catskill, and Ravenna May 29th, 30th, and 31st. Marchers are attempting to bring attention to the need for legislative action to end the inequality that currently burdens farmworkers in the state. The New York Civil Liberties Union filed suit May 10th against the state and Governor Andrew Cuomo over the state not allowing farmworkers to organize. The group marches to Albany for Farmworker Albany Day, Wednesday, June 1st. Katie Kosajansky is reporting in the Daily Mail the Catskill Farmers Market will be back this year, but on a different night. Beginning June 3rd, the market will be open every Friday night from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. at the Catskill Community Center. Erica Russo, the center's new outreach coordinator, said the market will run through October 14th. Russo said the center is hoping to promote the idea of healthy living and also the farm-to-table food movement. The goal is to have more farmers and bakers participate in the market and have healthier items offered for sale. Organizers are hoping to attract more farmers, have local breweries host tastings once or twice a month, and food trucks will be encouraged to be on site as well. Read the full story in the Daily Mail. This has been the WGXC News Update.